Now, friends, we come here to the 82nd Psalm, and this is a psalm that, very candidly, has been very much misunderstood. The critic will turn to this psalm and more or less ridicule it. Those who deny the deity of Christ use this psalm. So it is important. And this is a psalm that is prophetic. It looks to the future for God's earthly people, for the nation Israel. And we see in connection with that the glory of the Lord. And it's wonderful when these are brought together. And we have here a prophetic description of the judgment which God will execute in the day when He saves the remnant. Now he begins on that note. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Well, that hasn't happened yet, and it will in the millennium. This looks to the future. And it says, He judgeth among the gods. Now, who is He calling gods here? It'll be important in a few moments. Verse 2, How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Now, here is a verse of Scripture that is very important to understand. Who is He calling gods? He's calling the judges gods. And why does He call them that? Because today they stand in His place and actually in God's shoes, if I may use that expression. And he goes on to say to them this, Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the land of the wicked. Now, here is something that is very important. When the Lord Jesus comes as the judge to this earth, He's going to defend the poor and the fatherless, the afflicted and the needy. These are the ones. Now, one of the big arguments today against capital punishment is that the rich always get off. The poor are the ones that pay the penalty. Therefore, we ought to get rid, according to that, of course, you ought to get rid of all law, because the rich get off and the poor have to pay the penalty. And God is saying here to the judges, I want you to defend the poor and the fatherless. This idea today that is abroad of giving the poor an opportunity is not new at all. Just as old here is the Book of Psalms. And God is saying He intends to do that someday. The Lord Jesus, the Messiah, when He is reigning on this earth, will defend the poor and the fatherless, the afflicted and the needy. And today, judges are to do that because they're in God's place, and they occupy God's place. Now he says, deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. And now we come to something that's interesting. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in the darkness, all in the foundations of the earth are out of course. And certainly today, the world is being shaken and is in great turmoil. And one of the great problems has been the judges of the earth and the judges of our land today. It's so very easy for a judge to be like Pilate, wash his hands and say, well, I don't believe in that uncivilized method of punishing people by capital punishment. He can escape, you see that. Well, when anyone comes before him, he ought to remember justice is blind. And if it's a rich man that's committed a crime that deserves capital punishment, it should be executed. But unfortunately, very few of them have had to pay for their crimes.